Yerushalmi Peyek corresponding to Zochim Bavli Daf Ayin Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Mishnah Shloi Chamishim Zuz Vehu Noisei Benoisei Bahen Harei Zei Lo Yitol. The Mishnah says if a person has 50 zuz and he does business with it, he may not accept the gifts to the poor. Vehamisha Einoi Tzorech Letol Benoitel Ein Ameis Min Hazikna At Yitzorech Lebrius. Whoever doesn't need to take charity and he does, he'll be in need of others before he dies. Vehamishu Tzorech Letol Vein Anoitel Ein Ameis Min Hazikna At Yifarnes La'achirim Mishaloi. And whoever needs to take and does not, he will sustain others before he dies. About in the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Zayin, blessed is a man who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem will be a security. And the same applies to a judge who judges truthfully. And whoever is not a cripple or blind or lame and pretends that he is, he will receive that disability before he dies. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, one who searches for evil, it will come to him. And the Pasuk says about a judge who judges truthfully in Dvarim, Perek Tev Zayin, Pasuk Chav, justice you will pursue. And if any judge accepts a bribe or perverts justice, his eyes will become dim before he dies, as the Pasuk says in Shmos, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Ches, and also in Dvarim, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yotes, you shall not accept a bribe, because bribery blinds the eyes of the wise men. And the Gemara says, Hada Amma, Chamishin da Avdin Tavin min Masayim Dali Avdin. The Gemara says that the Mishnah shows that 50 zuz that can be used to earn is better than 199 zuz that cannot be used to earn. Hamasameth Eino v'mekapeach es shoykoi v'amadseh es kresoi in a nistam in ha'olam ad sheiloi kein. One who pretends to be blind, bends his legs to appear lame, or makes his stomach bloated to appear malnourished, will not die before he will actually suffer from that condition. Shmuel once ran away from his father, who was angry at him, and he stood between two huts belonging to two poor men. He overheard them saying, "In which utensil shall we eat today, in gold or in silver?" Shmuel went and informed his father about this conversation, and Shmuel's father commented, we must have gratitude to the fakes amongst them, because if there will be no fakes, there will be no reason why a landowner will be justified in not giving charity. Once, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish went to the bathhouse to wash in the hot springs of Tiberia. A poor man met them and asked them for charity. They told him that when they returned from the bathhouse, they'll give him, but when they returned, they found that he died. They said, since we didn't merit to give him charity during his life, we will tend to him after his death. When they came to bury him, they found a pouch of gold coins hanging from him. They said, here we see, as we have all said, that we must have gratitude to the fakes amongst them, as without them, if someone was asked for charity he didn't donate, he would be punished immediately. Yav Lashmur, Bure, Pritin, Dia, Palig, Lemiskine, Nafak, Ashkechad Misken, Achal Kippur, Vashasi Chama, Alva Amakoime Ovoy, Amalei Havli, Yatid, Nashe, Malte. Abba gave his son Shmuel coins to distribute to the poor. Shmuel went out and found a poor man who was eating meat and drinking wine. He returned and told his father, and his father said, "Give him even more, because he's embittered and he's indulging to forget his pain." Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzhak, Bar Nachman, Havel Parnasin, Behavin Yavun Lub Hama avoid Rabosha Khadina Bu Yav Le Khoin. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman were Gaboim. They would give one dinar to Rabbi Chama, father of Rabosha. Rabbi Chama would then give it to other poor people who were too embarrassed to approach the Gaboim. Rabbi Zachariah Chasne Rabbi Levi Hayu Hakol Melivnalov Amul Soich Brunosav Kadomuch Boidkin Vashkun Dahava Maflig Le Khironin. People were saying about Rabbi Zechariah, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, that he was taking charity unnecessarily. When he died, they discovered that he would give all of his charity to others. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, have a maflig mitzvah belele, chad zman pagabe rav hoin de uche, amre leikach ofen Rebbe, atasi gvul ve'echa. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa would distribute charity at night to save the poor from embarrassment. Once he encountered the head of the demons, who said to him, "Didn't you teach us in Dron Pek Yotes Pasag Yodavid, you should not pull back your neighbor's border? And the nighttime is our territory." Amalei, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said to him, "Veloi kein ksiv, matam seisa yichape af." He said, "But doesn't another pasuk say in Mishlei in Perkaf Alas Pasuk Yudalad, a gift in secret will appease wrath?" But the demon was shocked and ran away. And Rabbi Yoina, "Ashrei noisin ladal in ksiv kan ela, ashrei maskel aldal, hada de mistakel b'mitzvah heichla asoisa." Rabbi Yoina said that the pasuk doesn't say fortunate is the one who gives to the poor, but rather it says in Tehillim in Perk Mem Alas Pasuk Beis, fortunate is the one who looks after maskel the poor. He contemplates how to do the mitzvah in the best way. How is this? How would Rabbi Yonah fulfill this pasuk? When Rabbi Yonah would see a wealthy man who'd lost his money, he would say to him, "My son, I heard that inheritance has fallen to you unexpectedly. Take this money and pay me back later." And later, when the man came to repay it, Rabbi Yonah would tell him that it was a gift. The B'chia Ba'ada said there were elders in our days who would only accept charity between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, they would say, "Our sustenance is already with us." As a decision for the year's sustenance had already been sealed on Yom Kippur. Nehemiah ish shichin paga be Yerushalmi echad, amalei zocha ami chada tanagosa, amalei helech tumisa vizil zavin kipad v'achol amis, amal bo v'sabdu l'haroigu shel Nehemiah. Nehemiah of Shichin once met a Jew Sinite who asked him to give him one chicken. Nehemiah said, "Take some money and go and buy beef. Why only chicken meat?" He ate the beef and he died, and people said, "Let's come and eulogize the murdered victim of Nehemiah." Nachum ish gamzu, haya moylich doron lebeis chama, Pagabe Mokeshin Echad Amalei Zacha Ami Mimad Is Gabich Amale Michaza Chazav Ashkune Umis Bahava Ama Likible Einuhi de Hamunech Oliavunlech Yistaimon Yistaimon Yudayim Dulai Pashtam Lemisanlach Yiskatun Raglayan Dulai Ratun Misalech Yisavun Umitsei Kain Salik Lagabi Rabikiva Amalei Ili Shani Roya Oili Shani Roya Isach Kain Amalei Oili Ili Shani Eni Roya Isach Bakach Amalei Ma At Makaleni Amalei Ma At Mavat Bisurim. Nachum Ish Gamzu was taking a gift to his father-in-law's house. He met a Moike Shchin, who was one who was stricken with balls all over his body, who asked him to share whatever he had. Nachum said that he would do this on his return. When he returned, he found the man had died. And Nachum said, "These eyes that saw you and didn't give you should become blind. These hands that didn't reach out to give you should be cut off. These legs that didn't run to give you should be broken." And these actually happened to Nachum. Rabbi Kiva went to visit him and said, "Woe is me that I see you in this state." And Nachum replied, "Woe is me that I don't see you in this state." Rabbi Kiva said, "Why are you cursing me?" And Nachum said, "Why are you rejecting afflictions?" V'hoisha rabba have a rabbi de bere chad sagi nehua. Have a yolif ochal ime, bacholyoim, chad zman, havele ochin, vele matamichol ime, rumsha, salik vigabe, amele like yalichis mari alai, begain to havele ochin, vele boy, mivzai, ikrai de mari, begain kain, like achle imech, yemedain. The teacher of Rabbi Yosha, the great son, was blind. Rabbi Yosha would come and eat with the blind man every day. One day, the Rabbi Yosha had many guests and couldn't come to the blind man. In the evening, Rabbi Yosha visited him and said to him, "The master should not be angry with me because I had guests and I didn't come because I was concerned that if I would bring them with me, they might not show you the proper respect." Amalei at piyasta leman de mischami v'lechami dein dechami v'lechami yikabel piyuseich. Amalei min alacha. Amalei me rebleza ben Yaakov. The blind man responded to him, "You've appeased this one who is seen but can't see, and therefore the one who sees but can't be seen should accept your appeasement," meaning Hashem. Rabbi Yosha asked him the source of such a blessing, and he said it was he heard it from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov al chad sagi nehua lebeisei yasev le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov leramine amun ilule dehu bar nash rabba la yasev le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov leramine adine parnasa deika amalahu mau hechin amule Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov yasev leraminech v'tzali iluya hadas elusa ata gamalta chesed leman de mischami v'lechami. Dein dechami v'lo mifchami yikar piyuseich v'yigmol yasei chesed. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov was once visited by a certain blind man. Reb Lezer sat below the blind man. The people of the town said that he must be a distinguished person, and as a result, they generously supported him. The blind man asked why they're acting this way, and people told him it's because Reb Lezer is sitting below him. The man prayed to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, saying, "You've acted with kindness to one who can be seen but can't see. The one who sees but can't be seen should accept your appeasement and act with you with kindness with you." The Lama. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina bar Oisha have mitailu beilein kenishta the Lord. Am Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Rabbi Oisha kama momin shiku avoisai kam. It once happened that Rabbi Chama bar Chanina and Rabbi Oisha were strolling in the base knesses of Lod. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said to Rabbi Oisha, "How much did my ancestors invest here to build this base knesses?" Amalei Rabbi Oisha said to him, "Kama nefoshes shaka avoisecha kan lehaven bnei nasha dilun boreisa." Rabbi Oisha said back, "How many souls did your ancestors lose? It would have been better to give money for the Talmidei Chacham to study rather than to build such a building." Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, kinei tani, you should say, "Kol mishu hu tzorech letor v'einen noitel harei ze shefech domim, v'os lezrachim alav, anashtei leichayef achoinen leikol shekein." Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said, "We've learned that whoever needs to accept charity and he doesn't, it's considered as if he spilled blood and one may not have mercy on him. If he doesn't pity himself, he certainly won't pity others." And whoever doesn't need to accept charity and he does, before he dies, he will need others. And whoever needs to accept charity, although with difficulty he can struggle without it, and he doesn't accept it, before he dies, he will support others. And about such a person, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, "Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem, Hashem will be his trust." Hadnolach Perk Meimasai Uslikala Maseches Peah.